This ashram is being opened today. What is its position? In Srimad Bhagavatam we find Vanantu Sattiko Vasa Gyama Vasastu Rajasa Tamasam Dhuta Sadhanam Manniketam Tu Negunam. Vanavas, that plain living with minimum materials for our to help our life, that is Vanavas, a simple life, plain living, high thinking, simple life. But there also we are master of that that little thing, that Sattviko Vasa. Most conducive to our religious life. No grandeur of any material enjoyment, etc. That is Sattviko Vasa, Vanavas. Rajasa Vasa is a life where we are engaged in various activities in the upliftment of the society and the world and the civilization. That is Rajasa. Where maximum energy is spent to improve the paraphernalia where we need to make us comfortable. Tamasavas, dhuta sadhanam, without caring for any social life, only sense pleasure, maximum. And minimum and giving to others in a society or any paraphernalia. Reckless life, the life in the clubhouse or a hotel or something like that is a responsible life. Tamasa, dhuta sadhanam, manite kam tunis gunam. And if we live our life in the house of Lord, we may dive ourselves in any amount of grandeur or anything of the type, but still it is not gone because we are not masters there. We are servants. The Vanavas, those simple which with minimum materials around our lives to live, but still there we are masters, we command. But here we are mere servants, everything to be served, whatever we shall see there all around, even a tree, even a creeper, even a dust. That is to be served and not to enjoy, nor to renunciate. That is the a form of life, a life of worship, a life of devotion. Not only to the deity, the Lord, but including all his paraphernalia. And to see that they are also serving the Supreme Entity. With this idea, to be a serving factor in all serving environment and the Supreme Lord. Manike Guntunet Gunam. So we have come to live here a life of Nirguna life, Gunatita, that the real the crossing all sorts of reality with this material, relativity with this material world, whatever of conception it may be. And to learn that Isha Vashmiyam Sadvam, the fundamental truth given in the Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, that Isha Vashmiyam Sadvam, that in everything there is the presence of the Supreme Entity, the Supreme Lord. With this conception, we are to live in such a training house. I was told that in Back to Godhead, one gentleman, he wrote that so-called universities and colleges and schools are slaughterhouses. I am very much pleased with this idea. Yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this sort of institution, what our Guru Maharaj has inaugurated in this world to uplift us and all jivas towards the Supreme, to the worship, to the loving service of the Supreme Entity. We are like oasis in a desert. All these are oases in the desert. They are life-giving and not flattering institutions like so many educational institutions that we find. And one Khavidya Manmati Jaya, where this sort of training comes, that we go towards center, towards reality, towards beauty, towards harmony, towards solution of life, towards nectar-giving life. These institutions are only helpful, and this is necessary. Once Madan Mohan Malaviya came, a leader, a famous leader in the past history, that is recent history of India. He came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and after listening to his words, he told that every village should have one center of your divine grace. But our Guru Maharaj answered in return that I want to make everybody a temple of the Lord. Every human body I want to make a temple therein, not only creation. So that was his idea. Prithivijaya Asiyata Nagaradi Jam Sadvatra Prajar Haive Murnam. With this idea he started his mission, Gauriya Math, Gauriya Mission. And we see that Swami Maharaj, by his grace, is able to spread, to take it out beyond India and throughout the world and different continents. We are very happy to see new faces around us for the preaching purpose and the spreading the deeds of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Rupati Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Mahaprabhu, the mission of Sri Krishna and his love. We have there are elevationists, there are renunciationists, but we are sadhvitas. Jeham yushamu vimana suryat sadano, true to heaven and the heart to study yourself. It's true to the Kinder point of heaven and the heart. Cloister and the heart. Novels of Reed. But heart has been made the cloister. The Gopi Bhajan is to make heart the cloister. Not that the cloister has a separate place. The heart will be cloister. And Krishna conception of Godhead is only can make possible the heart to be the cloister. The whole cell will be converted, every nook and the corner. Nothing should be left out. No faculty should be left out for any other purpose but to devote all respect to the Supreme Entity. To be faithful to the extreme, nothing should be left. This is only possible in Sri Krishna conception of Godhead. Akhira-rasāna-ca-murti, all sorts of ecstasy, happiness, anything of the type can be possible in its divine form when we find Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord and nowhere else. One gentleman and Western gentleman he told, there are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours can be devoted in the service of the Supreme Lord. Not only Sunday, not only thrice in the day, not only five times in the day, but every hour and a second should be devoted in the service of the Supreme Entity, and nothing will be left behind. This sort of service is only possible in Kirtaniya Sadahari and in the service, in the Ashtakaya Leela of Sri Krishna Chandra himself in Madhura Rasam. Sri Chaitanya Dev came down to this world to preach that, to give that nectar and life to our midst. One and all. Nimatvashadhigarita, take the name of the Lord and you will find yourself in His heaven one day, one time. Will be easiest. Not money is necessary, not physical energy in great quantity is necessary. No other helping things, only try to take the name sincerely. In a right channel it should be acquired, otherwise there will be some tampering energy. Trade in the name of religion is also going on here and there, and we should save ourselves from those difficulties. And by following a bona fide path, that we can get our achievement. So, in the day of the advent of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna consciousness, then Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Consciousness is Chaitanya, and Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna, who came here to arouse in us the pure consciousness of Krishna, means serving Krishna in all round, all aspects, all respects. This is, and this this laudable acting is being done in a great quantity by our Swami Maharaj. So we are very happy to getting the chance of attending this function. And I want to declare
Annemarie.